You know, community radio doesn't exist without the community of listeners and supporters that make it possible. You are radio's best friend. We need you as much as you need us. I'm Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, host of the Saluwa Show, a show where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. I am urging you to support CJSF 90.1 FM, your community radio station, with a donation to FunDrive at cjsffunddrive.ca. Or you could just text the word donate to 778-782-CJSF right now. Your support is so important and so appreciated.
This time, a Halloween show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
You know, Daffodil, I need something to make, the Halloween thing going. How about some sound effects? Can you hit a button?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's enough. Daffodil, that's enough. Okay, thank you.
That was almost too much of a good thing.
Just a bit. Anyway, on the show this week, it is all Halloween from the likes of Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Spike Jones, Lee, Lily, the Big Masher. Ooh, I don't know what to say to that. Jeez. Anyway, on the show this week, as we told you, it's Halloween, and we're starting off with K-Star and Billy Butterfree Quintet shortly with The Headless Horseman. But we're starting off the whole set with the Mayfair Dance Orchestra and The Haunted House. Ooh, very scary. On
The Cheese Please Halloween Show.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
Because I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
And the ceilings leak, cause the roof's antique. If you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak, it's the haunted house. There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and the old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's the spirit in the bottle.
With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throat. There's a clank of chains and the smell of drains and a gory stain where the Duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose pain in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tried to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's a haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar. So gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sprites and awful frights in flesh pin tights. But at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, there's a crock. Oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest nits. It's a dirty witch and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man.
In the haunted house.
There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like a man, he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do, do, wow, 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 wow. So close all the windows.
Lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if this will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about. Believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Keys, Please, with K-Star and the Billy Butterfield Quintet and the Headless Horseman, who lost his head over certain things. That's all I got to say that. And before that, the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with the Haunted House. On our Halloween show this week, my name is Snarftoo.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is, of course, Cheese Please.
Daffodil, look under your desk there. Do you see anything?
I'm afraid.
Oh, go ahead.
All you ever want to do is scare me.
I know, but go, take a look there, okay?
Okay. Just, yeah.
It's demonic voices.
Why are there demonic voices under my desk?
Because I went to the Halloween store and found a box that said demonic voices on it, and I put it under your desk. So once you look, it sort of comes out of nowhere and scares you. Did it work?
Yes.
I know. Well, at least it wasn't the creepy Pecrawlies. They're kind of nasty. It wasn't those.
Oh, my.
Those. Yeah, I know. Oh, get off
Put
me.
Put them back in the box.
I did. Okay. Now, let's get back to the music before I have to clean up the creepy crawlies, and I'll get the box out of the actual under your desk so you're not scared again. We have Spike Jones coming up with Monster Movie Ball. But we're starting off with Lee, the Big Masher, Lily, and Spooky Movies on...
Cheese, Please!
Saturday night, go to a show. I sit way down in front in the second row. I gaze our eyes upon the screen. The next thing we know, everybody screams. A spooky movie, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky movie, spooky movies. All of a sudden a mad monster appears. With one big eye and two big ears. Chasing everybody with a big knife. And everybody's running, running for their life. Spooky movie, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky movie, spooky movies. My girlfriend, she's a holding me tight. A hugging and a squeezing me with all her might. The next thing I know, she's a kissing my cheek. I'm scared to death to look up and take another peek. Spooky movie, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky, spooky, spooky movies. We cuddle close until the movie's end. And then we get together with our friends. In a trance we leave our world of fright. What a crazy way to spend a Saturday night. A spooky movie, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky, spooky, spooky movies.
That was the scariest show I've ever seen.
Night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the coconut grave. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampire winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Jack was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short, short song. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honking sax. The witch doctor got up and sang, ooh, ee,
ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Peter Lorre was late, digging up a date for the monster movie ball. All the band was playing, don't be cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry, Bob, Danny hopped all over the place. I saw a mole doing the stroll at the monster movie ball. With the flex of my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they sure looked beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still.
With Spike Jonze and the Monster Movie Ball. Man, that will be fun. Dracula, Bela Lugosi, and who else? The Mummy and all
Frankenstein.
Those, yeah, Frankenstein, all those Universal Studios monsters.
The Thing from Outer Space.
I forgot about that. And you know, that keeps me in mind, now that I think about it, this Halloween and all that stuff. The ultimate cheesy Scream, I think.
Oh, you have to play that. It's Halloween.
I know, but it's in many movies. You probably know about the Wilhelm Scream.
Ah!
And, you know, it's kind of cheesy now that you think about it compared to today where there are over-the-top and sound effects and visual effects in movies and other things. But back then, man, it was just that. That's all I get to say. Oh, yes, there's another one here. Do you want to hear another? Do you want to scream?
No, I'm not going to scream.
I'm going to have to let someone else scream for you then. How's that?
Okay.
Can you top that?
And that's only about 20% of my power.
Okay, you did top that. That's all I get to say. We're going to play some more songs. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She was famous on television in the U.S., with Here I Am Shortly, but we're starting off, Disco Dracula with Top Shelf and Dracula Boogie right here on...
Cheese, please!
Boogie, That I set you on fire and everything, and I hope there are no hard feelings.
Don't worry, she's bigger than that.
Yeah, a lot bigger.
Elvira, I've got some important papers that you're going to have to sign. With your uncle gone, you're the only heir to his estate.
I am?
Not an inconsiderable one at that.
Las Vegas.
Elvira, that's fantastic.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Flamingo Hotel is proud to present the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira.
I've always dreamed of doing this, and now I've got my chance. So excuse me while I indulge myself in a little song and dance. Well, if you're looking for trouble, here I am.
Please, and Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and Here I Am, which sounded like it was from a television show at some point.
Or a movie.
Yeah, one of the two. It's probably a movie, probably I confess. A movie. I didn't look it up, I confess. I'm terrible for that. And before that, we had Dracula's Boogie with Top Shelf. Almost ending off the show this week in our Halloween show, if you haven't figured it out. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yes, we have reached the end.
Yes, it's the end. The Grim Reaper is calling, Daffodil. Oh, there he is. He's over there in the corner. Look at that. He's got the sickle and everything. He's got his, get that whole thing over his head. And
it's a hood.
Yeah. And, he's pointing to me. Is it my time yet?
No, it's not your time.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not... No relation or some guy you hired to do that, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway, on the show this week, oh, wow, it's almost finished. And I was in here, then you popped in here before we recorded the show, and it's like, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing my Halloween costume. I'm going trick-or-treating.
Well, I know that, but I don't know what it is. I haven't had a chance to put one on yet.
I'm wearing my Highland Lass outfit.
Your what?
Highland Lass.
Well, tell me more.
I'm dressed up like a girl from, like, the 1700s in Scotland.
I see. And
my long skirt and my plaid over my shoulder and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Oh, okay. And we got to pull over the van. Did you have any idea where we're going for trick-or-treating?
Yes, I asked some kids where the best place in town was for treats, and they told me that's where we're going.
Well, that's why we're driving there now, right?
That's right.
Okay, so a few more effects, you know, why not? Yeah, there we go. And I suppose since it is the end of the show, let's open the door. That isn't the glove compartment. Oh. That's a heck of a squeak.
You need to oil those hinges.
Just a bit. Ugh, that was a little intense. Ending off the show this week, we have Bill Irvin and Halloween. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, enjoy your tricks and treats.
Now it's bubble, bubble, a toil and trouble on this night of evil spells. So if your strength is failing and you're seeing double, at least you know why you're not feeling well. Skeletons and black cats, the ghosts and the fiends would love to trick or treat you. But even if they like you, they simply won't see that it's not nice to eat you. And the headless horseman, he rides at dawn on the devil's steed he flies. You know he's quite upset that his head is gone, and he's looking for about your size. And deep in the woods beneath the midnight moon, we see the witches dancing. But if someone in the coven takes a fancy to you, you might find yourself floating in the brew. Halloween, the legend teems with tales of gruesome fear.
Sample of the